Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This is on the list of songs I can't stand.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I'm not going to sit here and defend it. It's not a great song, but
not as much as I hate Eye of the Tiger, because I went to Hersher High School and we were the Hersher Tigers.
Oh, okay.
And so Eye of the Tiger was played at every single pep rally and football game and everything over the course of 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this song is right up there with that. Like,
here
anytime.
I go again on my home.
I'm going to start making an extended list. And every time, you know, something comes up, I think I'm just going to backpocket that. You know?
I was telling him during the break, I was like, you need to keep Behind Blue Eyes off the air. Like, it's not okay.
Oh.
And he was like, what if I just play it every time we have an argument? I was like, then you'll be playing it too much and I won't appreciate that and it'll distract me. And he just smiled right at me.
There are two songs that I hate a lot more than that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Quentin's been paying attention or not, but there are two
songs
and anything. No, not at all. I mean, I don't love Christmas songs, but there are two that will make me like reach for the radio and turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two songs and anything by Sheryl Crow that make her voice just is grinding to me.
Not a fan of Missouri's premier artist, Sheryl Crow.
Nasally, kind of whiny.
I'm like that with Carrie Underwood.
I get that.
Yeah.
I do not like her voice.
I get it. Also, she has an odd, sexy grandma quality to her that I don't like.
Well, okay.
Does that make sense to anybody else when I'm talking about Carrie Underwood? When she's up there and she's singing, she does like this move like this with her hands where it's like almost like she's falling over and like trying to find her balance. And I've had to see her many times in concert and just like, this isn't doing it for me. I don't know what this is, but that's just such a weird move that you're doing there. Like you're trying to find your balance, but you can't. And like it's one of the reasons I don't like the Sunday Night Football theme on
with her.
NBC.
Waiting all day for Sunday night. Yes, I need someone to help me articulate that tone that she has.
Nasally.
It is nasally, and she tries for it not to be, and it's up, you know, that tone is very up.
Right.
And
it's mask singing where you're putting all the focus in the front of your face. Whereas like men, we tend to focus it lower in the jaw. All right.
Okay.
So it's time for Dumb Debates. We do this every Tuesday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes from a listener named Samantha. Great name, by the way, Samantha. Jonathan, Jamie, Q. My husband loads all the silverware face up. I've been jabbed 3 times this week just trying to add a cup. He keeps saying, quote, it cleans better, like that justifies turning the rack into a trap. I've shown him the manual and the warning icon and the little hand and the fork, and he just shrugged. Is this a normal difference of opinion or a slow path to urgent care? Should I start unloading with tongs or make points down a house rule?
And we mean like in the what do they call that? Like not the container, but like the holder for the silverware holder, whether it's up or down. Okay.
Yeah. So he basically puts the forks and knives, sharp things, facing up. Put it to the audience so I can either admit I'm wrong or buy Band-Aids at Costco. All right. I don't know on this.
I don't either. I don't use my dishwasher.
I'm going to throw this out there and say this could be a case, Samantha, of your husband doing this on purpose because he doesn't want to do the dishes.
Remind me, he puts
them face up so that when you reach in,
the
forks and especially knives are point up. Yes. So if you reach in and you're not paying attention, you'll get cut or you get stabbed.
Okay, so logic tells me that, again, I don't use my dishwasher.
Yeah.
But logic tells me they are going to get cleaner if more of the surface is up out of the cup. Right?
Maybe
the spinny things and the water can hit the.
It depends on your dishwasher, but isn't the jet below them? Quentin is shaking his head. What?
I don't know.
Okay. I hate to, you know, really push this forward about my overthinking that we already talked about early in the
show.
Let's
hear it.
But most people use their dishwasher wrong to begin with.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God. Yes. How are we using our dishwashers wrong?
We use too much soap in our dishwashers.
Okay.
Oh, I like how he's going a direction that's not even using.
It's environmentally friendly.
This sort of talks about what you were just talking about, Jamie, in that we don't trust our dishwashers, and so we oversuds them. Those little packets that you get, the little like soap things that you can just put inside, they're bad. They're dumb. You can just buy the little powder, and it has the same ingredient in it. The problem with those pods is that the way your dishwasher, the dishwasher only uses a few gallons of water, and they recycle a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're putting your little pod in there, it only uses the soap one time. And so there has to be extra soap in there in order to get it clean. Because the way the
dishwasher is supposed to... So you're saying that the pod isn't cleaning it as much?
No, it has too much. It has extra soap
in
it.
Oh, it's too much soap. Got it.
Right, because it can only use that soap one time. Where if you look at your dishwasher and where you put your little powder, which is the same spot you put your pod, there's a little hole in it. So when you push the... door closed, a little bit of that soap gets out. So on the first rinse, it can use a little bit of soap, and then it can use a lot of soap on that second run. Your little pod only gets used on that second soap, so there's a bunch of extra soap in there because it has to use extra soap on that one cycle.
Is this a thing that you've discussed with other people?
I had to explain this to my roommates a few times.
Okay,
yes.
No. Oh, boy. Okay.
I hate to steer us back toward the question, but do you know anything about the way stuff gets cleaner faster?
Yes. Wait, hold on. Can I just say real quick to Quentin, though? Please, I'm begging you, as tempting as it might be, never discuss this with a woman that you're seeing romantically. Please, just don't. Just don't. Whatever she's, you just let it go.
Even if she brings it up first.
Even if she brings it up first and says, hey, honey, what do you think the best way to load the dishwasher is? Mm-hmm. What would be the best way? You go, I don't know. Whatever way you feel comfortable doing, that's what you need to do. Just, I'm begging you, because this is one of those things where it just unravels. Where you double down on this pedantic type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes like, oh, and then I noticed you looking at my friend a little weird the other day. It just becomes a bigger thing. Mm-hmm. I've managed to successfully navigate so many minefields in my marriage with apathy. It works out great. I don't know. Whatever you think, honey.
Well, don't even get me started on how to use the laundry then.
Oh, God help us.
But
okay.
You should be putting your stuff sharp side down because you're going to cut yourself. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
It's not going to clean any differently.
It doesn't matter. So I looked this up scientifically. Jet impact and soil removal. Dishwashers clean with heat and detergent, mechanical impingement, water jets, in other words. Putting tines, blades, spoons, bowls up exposes the dirty surfaces to more direct spray and turbulence, stripping the boundary layer where gunk clings to. However, it also is a recontamination risk after sanitizing a hot cycle, which Come on. Sanitize my hot cycle. The biggest risk is your hands. Putting utensils out by the handle avoids touching or eat. So you're getting them cleaner, but then when you're pulling them out, you're touching them with your hand. So you're recontaminating them. So it's better and safer to have them down. There. Hi, Jamie.
My head hurts.
Yeah.
This is making me because the only analogy I have right now is my dishwasher doesn't work. It has water. It doesn't drain. And mm-hmm. I'm better at it than my dishwasher is. So I just do them. But when I put them in the little cup in the holder in the rack, I put them
down. Yeah.
So that I don't cut my hand when I grab them.
And that would be the natural way to do it. Also, I would argue that putting them up requires more time and effort because you're having to flip the things because you have to turn it around.
Be careful.
Right. You have to turn it around and put it handle down when you put it in there. And especially, it's one thing if it's butter knives or even forks, but if you're putting steak knives in upside down, mm-hmm. like I genuinely believe, Samantha, who is the listener who emailed this to us, I genuinely believe, Samantha, that your husband is doing this on purpose so he doesn't have to do it anymore. Like that is, I can't say I've actually done this where I've purposely done things poorly on purpose so I don't have to do them anymore, but it is a guy thing. Mm-hmm. It is a dude thing.
Yeah.
From the text line, just wear rubber gloves, then you don't have to worry about getting stabbed or recontamination. So I have to put on gloves because he is weird and needs to have the dishwasher loaded upside down?
The knife can cut through the rubber glove, by the way.
That's true, too. Yeah.
I'm surprised we don't have the text yet that's like, just pay attention to what you're doing and you'll be fine.
We've had that text several times. I just haven't mentioned it.
Oh, I just haven't seen it.
Yeah. My boyfriend is the one who does the dishes in our house. He's very particular about it. If I try to load the dishwasher, he'll go behind me and fix it.
Why is this such a point of contention for people?
I cook dinner. He does the dishes. That's the way our household works. He also loads the forks, prongs up. It isn't out of spite. Because he insists on doing it. I load spoons, forks, knives down. I'm also tired of getting poked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys, at a certain point, you also need to just realize, even if it gets them slightly cleaner, it's not
making them cleaner, though.
Because of the recontamination. And it's not worth the fight.
Just give up.
And it's not worth getting stabbed.
Yeah.
Very few things. I'll say this. This is a blanket statement. I want a t-shirt made out of this. Very few things in life are worth getting stabbed over. That's just a general rule I've lived my life by. If I'm arguing with somebody, I don't care what it's over.
And very few things are worth arguing with your wife about.
Politics,
when
God.
When it comes to things like that.
If my wife pulls a knife on me, argument's over. She won. That's my general rule. Nothing in life is worth getting stabbed over. Knives go down. Forks and spoons go up.
Well, that's confusing.
From the text line.
Why? What's the difference? I mean, I know what the difference is.
I guess it's safer.
But why?
My dishwasher has holes for the utensils. Can't put them prong up. Knives down, though, from the text line.
Dishwasher has holes. Oh, yeah, I've seen them where they have little slots.
Yeah. Just wash the damn dishes by hand, says 1975.
You're using more water if you wash them by hand.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Are you really using more water if you wash my hand?
Think about how much water it takes to fill your sink up. And
I don't do that.
Dishwashers use less water.
So just don't fill up your sink.
I don't do that. I just use a sponge and run the water while I need it.
Sponges are so gross. I can't stand the smell of sponges.
I need you. Here's where I'm going to pull age rank for a second. Mm-hmm. There's a 20-year age difference here. Don't mansplain to me about how sponges are gross.
Sponges are gross. I'm almost the same age as you. I can tell. Can I tell you they're gross?
No, because you don't do you do the dishes in your house or does your wife do them?
Mostly she does them, but I've done them before.
Yeah. It's so funny how when my mom comes here, we have this discussion about how women in particular, like you do your dishes the way that your mom did them. And my mom did them the same way, using like a washcloth. And I'm not using a washcloth. I like the sponge that has the rough side and the spongy side. And I turn the water on like mostly hot and I leave it running a little bit, not on full blast. But then I wash that sponge like after every time I wash the dishes. Yeah. And then you throw it away once a week.
Yeah.
I got the sponges
so
are gross.
Not gross.
Well, it would be gross if you didn't do that, but you have to admit that it's gross.
Like it can be.
That's the reason you throw them away, though, because they're gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get like, I get like just the scratch pad. just like the green.
Oh yeah, the green scrubbies.
You can buy that separately, yeah. And then I buy the big one and I just cut it up into different pieces.
From the text line, forks up in mine because the tines drop through the grid and then the sprayer hits them. I had a dishwasher like that. It would fling the damn forks out of it if you didn't load them right. Sponges can go through the dishwasher. And yeah, somebody said this and it's very important. 774 says dishwashers are just hot water sanitizers. That's all they are. They don't do anything. I used to wash the dishes at our house when we didn't have a dishwasher. And they were just as clean as they are now when we use a dishwasher. Katie will sit there and scrub the dishes, get them perfectly clean, and then put them in the dishwasher just to make sure they're even more clean. And I'm like, who are we exactly? Like, what is the point of this? If they're already clean, why are we putting them in something that's getting them even more clean? Are we paranoid?
Well, that's why I say if you're going to rinse them anyway, you may as well just finish the job.
Yeah.
While you're at your sink.
Make sure to clean out the food catch on the bottom of the dishwasher at least once a month.
That's true, too.
Thank you.
I would never do that.
All right. I think the consensus, even though we managed to argue about that while we were all agreeing, the consensus is put the damn forks and knives down, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone. Yes. Okay. Yes. Samantha, your husband's wrong. Divorce him.
And your spoons, because that's just crazy to like do everything one way and to do the other one the other way just because you won't get stabbed by
100%. That's weird as hell. All right. Coming up, why do we dread the holidays? I think you all know that, but we'll have a more thorough answer for you coming up on Midday.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, New York Post reported on this survey of 2,000 Americans, half of whom have seasonal jobs. And I wish this poll either didn't tell me that part or told me. They said 54% of these 2,000 Americans dread the holidays coming up. And it's mostly because of the financial requirements of the season. Do the people that have seasonal jobs dread the holidays because they don't like how busy they are with those seasonal jobs? Like, there's, it's either feast or famine.
I think so it's saying basically you just took a job through Christmas and then that's it, right? So that's what they mean by seasonal
job. Like working retail job.
I would assume that if you do that, it's because you are under the gun to make sure that you made enough money for your kids to have Christmas presents, which means you're financially stressed out, which means you're not looking forward to the holidays because you are losing all this time. And you just so that your kids will be happy on Christmas, you're losing time with them during the months leading up to it, just so they can have one day that they're happy. And I gotta say this, as a parent, as somebody with kids, it's overrated. Like, just all of it is. Like, all of it. Like, having kids, all of it. It's overrated. I love my kids. It's the best thing I've ever done.
All overrated.
No, marriage is not. Marriage is awesome. But having the kids is awesome. I love my kids. But I'm going to make them happy. I'm going to give them a perfect day. I'm going to give them the Christmas I always wanted. Never, ever works out. It doesn't. It just doesn't work out. You know who you could make really happy on Christmas? An orphan who's like, you know, in a 1930s depression orphanage who only gets one orange, and not even an orange, a clementine every year for Christmas. And then they remember reading that short story? Am I the only one who read that short story in college and high school? It's like a short story about like a kid unwrapping an orange on Christmas.
No,
and it's like describing it in such intrinsic detail. And the whole point of it is like, look at how little it took to make this little waif happy. That's the problem I have as a parent is I've tried to do that where I've been like, I had like the years where I was making really good money. I'm going to go nuts this year. These kids have no idea how awesome it's going to be. Santa Claus is going to be having to make double trips back up to the roof. He's going to be up there four or five times back and forth. He's not going to be able to carry everything down. And you know what the reaction was? Oh, yay. Yeah. And literally by the end of it, more presents?
Yeah.
Really? More? Okay, cool. Great.
Yeah.
And on one hand, I'm glad I've raised kids that don't have such an obsession with material items. On the other hand, it would be nice if I saw a little bit of happiness. I saw a little glint.
They got excited about it. Yeah.
Because there's the Nintendo 64 unboxing videos and kids screaming high-pitched voices, so excited. I don't know if it's my kids are a lot like my wife where she's just like, oh, cool. That's good. Or if they just are spoiled and they expect everything. I don't know. Or they're like, yeah, of course I get this. I'm awesome. Why wouldn't I get this present?
And if you want to weigh in on this, parents, do you dread that? Not just in general. I mean, do you dread the holidays? Do you not look forward to it? Do you wish it would just be over with? And if so, why? 7 in 10 respondents said the holiday season is the most financially stressful part of the year. 58% of those surveyed said the stress and financial obligations of the holiday season take the joy out of it. 54% said they'll be making sacrifices or cutting back to save money and make the most out of it.
For presents.
76% will be making changes to how they celebrate in order to save money. And there's all kinds of this. 1 in 7 said they're going to make it a gift-free holiday.
Yeah, good. Do that.
1 in 5 are going to skip buying a Christmas tree this year. 36% are going to put a strict limits on gifting budgets. And Quentin and I have never really talked about this, about why. Like, what we know is that neither one of us is into Christmas music. Christmas is not my holiday. I'm not a big holiday person to begin with. There's not a holiday that I go really ape over. But I'll be honest, in not having kids, I don't get as excited about it. The kids that I have in my life, like my friends' kids, they're usually gone for Christmas. Usually out, and so I don't spend that time around them. I'm usually not at my house on Christmas. I usually go to Illinois for Christmas because my mom loves Christmas and goes nuts. And for some reason, I am the opposite of that. But I go do it because we do things that we should do sometimes, even if we don't want. But so I still go do it. But honestly, I think losing a parent when I did young made me... That was the turning point for me, at which that loss took a lot of the joy out of it that just never kind of came back.
I've always really been big on Christmas. I think Christmas is awesome. I like the, and I have explained this before, but I'll do it again. I like the principle that during the darkest days of the year, we go out of our way to try to make each other happy. When it's the darkest time, physically, literally, we put lights on our house to make the night a little bit brighter. I think that's beautiful. At the same time, I do feel like Charlie Brown a little bit, and feel like the over-commercialization, and thinking that the only way you can make the people in your life happy is by buying them they don't need,
right,
is a real problem. Because my, again, I'm an adult. I make money. If you buy me something, it doesn't mean that much to me, because all you're doing is saving me a trip to the store. And by the way, with Amazon Prime, I don't even need to do that anymore.
And I get to pick it out. And exactly I get to pick it out. What I want.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I've told Katie and I've done this for years. We're like, do you really want something for, no, something for your anniversary, something for Christmas, something for our birthdays? Neither of us does. We always do go out and get something. But it's always like, do you, okay, here you go. Is this what you wanted? Cool, great.
And happy. Do you tell each other what that is?
Oh, I'll just say, what do you want?
And she will just tell you.
And she'll, and same thing. I'll just tell her, I mean, but we'll do other things. Like, we'll, you know, write a really nice letter or put something really nice in the card for it. That means so much more than the gift.
Yes. Yeah. When I've been in relationships over Christmas, it's always, again, because for exactly what you said, the older you are, you just buy what you want. It's not.
Yeah.
We just will agree, hey, let's go do a really nice dinner somewhere. You know, let's go, let's put the money into an experience that have together.
Yeah, 100%.
Instead of a thing. You know, let's go to a restaurant we wouldn't normally go to, or like, go away for a weekend.
I guarantee you, and I wish I'd have thought of this, if I told my kids, hey, this year, instead of presents, how about we talk to Santa Claus and he gets us an Airbnb in Florida or Galveston, Texas, or something like that, somewhere warm, where we go to a resort, a Mexican resort or something like that in Cancun. How about we do that instead of spending any money on Christmas this year? Not we're going to go there for Christmas, but that's what we're going to do instead of Santa Claus spending money on us, however it works, then he's just going to give us gifts to that. And then I think they would be 100% on board with that, because it would be an experience.
Your kids just like the pool, though.
That's all they care about. Yeah, they don't like doing things. They just like hanging out at the pool.
Yeah.
They like playing video games. I know my kids. They don't need, and they don't want for much. Yes, Quentin.
With me and my brothers all being adults now, we've started some new traditions. We started to do that white elephant game every year, which is fun.
I love that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where my mom came up with this idea or if she found it somewhere. We also do this thing where you take a box and you wrap it up in tape and you wrap it up in like gift wrap and all sorts of fun stuff. And everybody has, you put on like cooking mittens, you know, like oven mitts. And the person next to you has to roll dice. And when they get doubles, you take the gift, you move it on to the next person. And it takes like, this takes 10, 15 minutes because there's like masking tape and all sorts of stuff around this box. And usually in the box, it's like some stocking stuffers, you know, it's like some Missouri lottery tickets and like, you know, some candy or whatever. But that's a lot of fun where you just stand around the table and are trying to unwrap a present with cooking mitts on.
Yeah.
And so it's stuff like that. That's what make your own traditions now.
I love that.
Yeah.
In fact, coming into the holidays, we're not going to do it this week, but coming into the holidays, maybe before Thanksgiving, we should do that as a list. Like, what cool tradition does your family have for Christmas or the holidays? 913-586-7798. Though, going back to this, why do you dread the holidays? Why, if you're a parent, why are you not looking forward to the holidays, to Christmas? Why are you feeling all grinchy this year? Talk about it coming up on Midday.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or dsw.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
We are still over 2 months away from Christmas, but we are already thinking about the stress that comes from the holidays. Are you two talking about this song?
Yes, we were actually, but in a way that you wouldn't possibly understand. Okay. I'm not trying to mansplain. It's a sports thing. Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah, okay. I generally figured that's it's generally about sports.
Yeah, it was about the head coach for the Jets. Don't worry about it.
Got it. No, I won't. No problem. Exactly. Okay, so so they did this big survey, 2,000 people asking all about the holidays, and the vast majority of people just dread the holidays, not because we don't like the holidays, but because of the financial stress generally is what, and the obligations and the time. And like, I've, heaven forbid you are in a marriage and you both have divorced parents and everybody has remarried.
Yeah.
And then you have to do Christmas four times.
I'll be honest with you. And mom, if you're listening, this isn't about you, but moving away from family has made the holidays so much less stressful, because when you live near them, it's like, okay, well, your mom wants to do Christmas dinner and your mom wants to do Christmas Eve. Yeah. And we're going over to my parents to open presents in the morning, and then you're going over to your mom's house at night, and we're going to have dinner there. And then what about the day after Christmas? We're supposed to meet because my aunt and uncle are coming to town, so we need to meet. Oh my God. It is unending, and you don't get any peace at all. And there's some people in your life that maybe are a little bit more pushy than others, and squeaky wheels get greased, and then you feel like you're leaving other people out and you feel bad about it. It's very frustrating.
So, I have a very good friend who, they have kids, they live here. They also, some of their family also is in St. Louis, and some of their family is in Topeka, and then they have kids at home. And we all have this discussion I have this discussion every year with them about, I feel like if you have kids, you get to pull the I have kids card and get to stay home on Christmas.
You come here.
Yeah, you come here.
Yeah.
We have kids. Santa comes only to this house.
Yeah.
Our kids get to be home on Christmas morning to open gifts from Santa. You want to see us, we'll be here.
I get that. The reasoning to go into other people's houses is so that you can have all of the grandkids come over.
Yes.
That way grandma and grandpa don't have to make five different trips, which I guess I get. But it also is like, so we go over there, they open all the presents, and then we put them in the car, and then we have to drive to three other houses and then come home, and the car's full of crap.
All of that stuff.
The kids don't really care. From the text line about why people dread the holidays, it's the money. December feels like a cover charge for my own house.
Oh,
wow. That is a stark way of putting it. Also from the text line, my kid is sensory sensitive. So lights, music, crowds, he has a meltdown, every December. And I think you'll, based on what you said earlier, we'll associate with this one. Grief just hits harder.
It does,
Missing my dad makes the whole month feel loud and empty.
Yeah, it's a constant reminder of what you no longer have.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't help that sometimes. Right. And I don't mean to be like, it brings me down a lot. I mean, I miss him and I notice it. It just, at some point, that switch turned off for me.
Yeah.
And I just don't get into it as much. I don't decorate because I'm not here. You know, there's no point. And I don't enjoy those decorations. It's just clutter to me. So I just don't. But that's kind of how I am with most holidays. Like, I always travel over Thanksgiving because it's not a big deal to me. It's just not. There's not a single one that I particularly get into. But I guess I'm lucky that I don't have a lot of people I have to buy for. So that financial stress is not overwhelming to me, which is good. And the people that I do have to buy for, I spend more on because that's all I have to think about. And so I don't worry about it that much. I worry more about traveling, having to go to Illinois. Like, I've been to Illinois multiple times where inevitably there is a snowstorm when I need to get back. Luckily now I just take equipment and can do the show from wherever, but I'll never forget being stuck in Chicago during the Southwest Airlines absolute meltdown over Christmas.
Yeah.
And flew home and had to drive back.
Traveling sucks. I remember the year we went from Gainesville, Florida, back up to my mom's house for Christmas. So it was our first Christmas outside of the city. And we were sleeping on air mattresses. And I love my mom. It was worth it to see my family. But at the same time, we drove home and we were so miserable. It was such a long drive to begin with, but also having slept on air mattresses for 3 days, it just sucked. And when it's cold, it's bad. Also from the text line, I like this one a lot. I call it expectations hangover.
Yeah.
You think you're getting, you're creating like a Hallmark special, and you wake up and there's dishes and debt and it's not what you were expecting. And that's why I think that it's important and it's a challenge to just manage your expectations for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Is keep them low. And if you can do little things that you know are going to work every year, we get pajamas and we take a picture together. That we know is going to happen. And that's something we can look back on and go like, oh, look at how fat I was that year. Or look, hey, that was the year I actually started working out. That kind of stuff is nice. And
change some of the stuff that you do if you want. Like, frankly, I think about Thanksgiving this way too. As our group has gotten smaller, I don't need the 18 course meal. We can order pizza. I'm okay with that. Like, cause that's not
the
point. Is there
pizza on Thanksgiving?
Whatever. Yeah, we'll make pizza. Yeah. You know, like the Italians, I couldn't tell you last time I was home for Easter, but when I've been home for Easter, the Italians make Italian feast for Easter.
Yeah.
I mean, skip the big meal. Take some of the work out of it so that you get to enjoy it more.
Thanksgiving's a weird holiday too. Cause it's secular and everybody celebrates it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's a lot of stores that are still open, or I don't know. Like, we should treat it as almost more hallowed than Christmas because it applies across the board to everybody, but whatever. I think that the most important thing as far as putting off the dread is like what that texter was saying. Just keep your expectations down and just enjoy the moment. Stop being so obsessed with what's going to happen on the 25th and just enjoy every day separately. Try to just find something that you're enjoying during that time.
And hopefully you can teach your kids that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just lower the expectations for the kids.
Yeah. Because that's the problem. How many Christmas movies are there where the kid gets just buried in presents on Christmas and is incredibly happy? That movie doesn't exist. Because it's a terrible lesson to teach. The most famous Christmas movie about a toy is the kid is Ralphie trying to get the BB gun, and he does get it, and he shoots his eye out.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for everybody who hasn't seen the movie. So it's frankly, point is, like, you want this thing and then you get it and you're happy, but then it destroys you.
Do the Chiefs play on Christmas Day again this year?
Yes.
I love that. I'm so happy about that. Yes.
I don't like it.
Because it's what, do you have any idea what time the game is on Christmas Day? Somebody knows.
I'll look it up.
Last year was like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And that was perfect because it was right after Christmas dinner. Like, it was during the small talk period of the day.
At 7:15 against the Broncos. So not only is it Christmas, it's a divisional game against a team that might be the deciding game for first place.
And it's late.
Yeah, no, it's going to suck.
Noon or 3 p.m. was great.
Yes.
I'm more upset that they're taking away my Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I think that the Chiefs are going to play on Christmas forever now. I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, so long as they have Mahomes, yeah.
I think that it's just going to be.
Because he likes it, right?
No, I just mean he's good enough that they actually are worth watching.
Yeah, the TV people will watch it. But I think, like, this Cowboys-Chiefs game that's being played on Thanksgiving, it's going to be the most watched regular season ever game, and I'm upset because don't ruin my Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's a better holiday than Christmas.
Yeah. From the text line, wow, a lot of coming in. We'll finish this up. Why you are dreading the holidays here on this positive episode of Midday with Jamie and Weir.
Boop, 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 boop. Coming up after 1 o'clock, we will take 30 seconds perhaps to update the situation with Josh Simmons because that's all the time we'll need to give us an update, but we'll do it.
Yep.
Anyway,
so people,
why do you not want to take part in the holidays?
Why aren't you excited about the holidays? Why are you dreading it? From the text line, 5109 says, so I used to get excited about Christmas, seeing family and hanging out. A few years ago, drove home. My parents were so devastated. The grandkids weren't there that year because my sister was at the in-laws. It was like it didn't even matter that I was there. So I try not to get excited now. That's a sentiment I really resent from people is, well, Christmas is for kids. Christmas is for kids. Kids don't need it. Kids are happy all the time.
Yeah.
We need it. Adults need it. Kids don't suffer, as far as I know, from seasonal affectiveness disorder. That's a thing adults deal with. We need a day that we set aside and be like, we're just going to be happy get boozy and eat food and exchange presents and sing dumb songs. That's who needs it. Like, the idea that Christmas is for kids really bothers me because kids are louder about their appreciation. That's, I guess, the difference. I don't know. You're not going to break my spirit. I still enjoy it. I'm not backing down. It's still my favorite holiday. And Thanksgiving is my second favorite holiday.
Is there a holiday you don't like? Like a big one?
You know,
is there one that you just don't need?
Arbor Day, because trees. You know what? What have they done for us? Yeah. Provide oxygen? Big deal.
All it's doing is filling my yard with leaves.
Yeah,
I have to pick up,
it's annoying.
So it's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really. New Year's Day.
Football. You don't like the football on New Year's Day?
I don't watch I don't watch college football. Oh. Yeah, I don't care. Anyway, coming up. Americans know that the First Amendment matters, but they don't know why. This is scary for some of us.
Oh, Lord.
Talk about that next at Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.